The sage Yajnavalkya is being queried again and again by the learned masters in the assembly of King Janaka, and when the question concerning what remains of the individual at the time of departing from the body was answered as the principle of karma, the learned man, the great sage known as Bhujyu, rises up from the audience. A person called Bhujyu, a descendant in the line of the sage Labhya. Atha hainam Bhujyur Labhyayani paprachya. Another person asks a question, and Yajnavalkya is to answer. Yajnavalkya iti hovacha. Now listen, Yajnavalkya, what I am asking of you, a question and answer to which has to come. Madreshu charakaha pariyavrajamate patanjalasya kapyasya grihanima. In the country of the Madras, not Madras, it is another country called Madra. We were observing some vow and moving about from place to place, and in the country of Madra, we stayed in the house of a great master by name Patanjala, not Patanjali Maharshi of Yoga, this is another person, of the line of Kapi, and so he was called Kapya. In the house of Patanjala, we stayed for the night during our tour on the observance of a vow. In that house, some peculiar thing happened in the night. The wife of that master was possessed by a spirit, the spirit of a Gandharva. And so she was speaking in a peculiar language, not her language, the language of the one who possessed. So we were wondering, who is it that is possessing this lady? And so we queried, who are you? Who is it that is speaking? Oh, it is not wife, it is a daughter. The wife will come afterwards, she is also possessed. The daughter is possessed. Duhita Gandharva Grahita Tama Purachama Kositi. So we queried that spirit working through the personality of that daughter of sage Patanjala. That person, that spirit answered who it is. Sudhanva Angira Saiti. I am a Gandharva by name Sudhanva of the line of Angira. Oh, I see, you are a Gandharva of a super physical world. So, you should be possessing super physical knowledge. It was not an ordinary spirit or a dead person, but a celestial being possessing this human being. So, we put a question to that Gandharva. When we were in the house of Patanjala Kapi, this event took place, and we queried that Gandharva. What was it that we asked of him? Tam yada lokana vantana prachan avarchama athainam abruma kva parikshita abhavanniti. We asked, what is the dimension of this whole creation, this whole world? What are the dimensions or the extensions of this world? This was the question. And where are the Parikshitas, the descendants of Parikshit who performed the Ashwamedha sacrifice? A person who performs an Ashwamedha sacrifice reaches a very lofty region. Now these Parikshitas were performers of such sacrifices. Where are they at present? After the passing away from this world, they must have gone to some region. What is that region? Now the answer came. So, Yajnavalkya, I put you now the same question. I am not going to tell you what I heard from that Gandharva. Now I repeat that question to you. Tell me the dimensions of the world and tell me where are the Parikshitas, the performers of the Ashwamedha sacrifice today. Ko Parikshita Abhavan Sattva Prachami Yajnavalkya? I ask you the same question now, you answer me. Ko Parikshita Abhavan Niti? Where are these Parikshitas? This is a discussion about what may be called cosmic geography, something very peculiar, not easy to understand. We have in Indian cosmological descriptions especially enunciations of what may look very fantastic to the modern investigative mind. Worlds within worlds and worlds with extensions incalculable by arithmetical numbers. Some of these descriptions you will find in the fifth skanda of the Srimad Bhagavata and some of the Puranas. The descriptions look fantastic because they cannot be comprehended by our ordinary calculating intellect, which takes as reality only what is observable through instruments, telescopes, etc. So, a question of that kind was put and an answer of a similar type is being given by Yajnavalkya. Sahovacha. Uvacha vai saha agachan vai te tadyatra ashwamedha yajino gachan titi. Hey Bujjo, answers Yajnavalkya. You ask me where the Parikshitas, descendants of Parikshit, have gone. I tell you, they have reached those regions which are to be reached by the performers of the Ashwamedha sacrifice. That is the region they have gone to. Koi anu Ashwamedha yajino gacchantiti? But where do these Ashwamedha yajins go? You are telling that they have gone to those regions which are to be reached by the performers of the sacrifice Ashwamedha, but where? Which place? Can you give a description of that area or the terminus which they have reached of this creation? Now, something comes which is not easy to understand. Dvatrimshatam vai devarathanyanyayam lokah tam samantam prithivi dvistavat pariyeti. This world is of the extent of that dimension which is covered by the chariot of the sun. What is the area which is influenced by the movement of the sun? That region is what can be regarded as this world. It is some very vast extent indeed. You can't imagine what is that area which is influenced by the movement of the sun. Because it is an astronomical monster to think even such a extent which covers up such large physical areas connected with the influence of the sun. Dvatrimshatam vai devarathanyayam loka. This world which I am speaking of and about which I am going to tell you is 22 times larger than this area which is covered by the movement of the chariot of the sun. and that earth portion, which is 22 times larger than the location of the jurisdiction of the sun's movements, is covered by the earth principle. Tam samantam prithivi distavat pariyedi, double that extent is covered by the principle of the earth. So the earth, according to him, does not mean only this little globe on which we are living. It is a very vast area covered by the earth element itself. Tam samantam prithivim distavat samudra pariyedi. There is a cosmic ocean, if you would like to call it, which extends beyond this earth principle, and the extent of that ocean is double the extent of that earth which I have described to you earlier, which is double that referred to as that belonging to the sun. Now, this is perhaps going almost to the borderland of cosmos. We have gone so far, it is so wide. Distavat samudra pariyedi tad yavati churasya dhara yavadva matrikaya patram tavan antarena avak akashah tan indra suparnu bhutva vayave prayachat. After reaching that tremendous distance, you will reach what can be called the borderland of cosmos. And the two halves of the Brahmanda or the cosmic egg join, as it were, at that particular part. And the joining suture or that juncture of the coming together of the two halves of the cosmic egg is so subtle as an aperture, very fine, you can't even know where it is. And it says in here in the Upanishad, it is so fine as can be compared with the edge of a fine razor or the wing of a fly, very thin indeed, you can't even know that it is there. Such a place is reached. And when the soul reaches that borderland of the cosmos, Agni takes possession of the soul, which is destined to reach such a noble height. Agni takes possession of the soul, or according to some interpreters of this passage, here the word Indra is used, not Agni. And Indra does not mean Agni, but it is God himself appearing in one form. Suparno bhutva vayave prayachad. God himself takes one particular shape and transfers the soul to a higher region, which is termed Vayu here. And commentators say, here Vayu means the cosmic Vayu, Hiranyagarbha Prana. And that region of Hiranyagarbha is reached by the help of this super normal individual called Indra, who takes possession of the soul at that particular point. Some such discussion occurs in the Chandogya Upanishad also. And we are told there, at one point, some superhuman being comes and guides you along the path to liberation. Tan vayu ratmani dhitva tatra agamayat yatra ashamedayajino bhavan. Hiranyagarbha prana holds the soul within itself and then transfers it to the higher region of Ishvara himself. Iti evam iva vai sa vayumeva prashasamsa. So, Yajnavalkya tells, this is the answer you received from that Gandharva who possessed the daughter of Patanjala. Is it true? Yes, sir. This is the answer I received. So you are telling the same thing to me. Vayumeva prashasamsa. Tasmad vayureva vyaktir vayueva samashti. This Vayu that we are speaking of here, the divine vital force, is individual as well as cosmic. Vyakti is individual, Samatti is cosmic. It is both. It is working through us as individuals and also operating in the universe as Hiranyagarbha Sutratma or cosmic prana. Apa punarmrityum jayati ya evam veda. If you know this secret, you will cross over mortality. If this Vayu that is the topmost region reached by the performers of the Ashwamedha sacrifice and which has been reached by the Parikshitas, the descendants of Parikshit, if this supreme universal energy is realized and known, one transcends death. Apa punar mrityum jayati ya evam veda. If this realization could come to anybody, one would reach the same destination which the Parikshitas reached. Then this answer was given by Yajnavalkya. The questioner kept quiet and occupied his seat. Tato abhujyur lakbhyaya nirupararama. If you want to know more about this kind of geography, you read the Srimad Bhagavata Purana, the fifth skanda. You will find more interesting details connected with this subject.